Welcome to Teaching Writing, Ideas and Strategies. My name is Roger Graves. I'm the co-author with Heather Graves of A Concise Guide to Technical Communication. In today's episode, we're going to give an overview of Chapter 4 from that book called Writing Technical Prose. Now, in the 18 pages of that chapter, we're going to try to give you some ideas and some guidance on how to write more clearly. There are many, many books. We've got, 10 or 12 books or more than that on our bookshelves that talk about this subject. So there's an incredible amount of material out there, and we've really tried to condense this into the basic principles or the principles that you can get a hold of quickest to move your prose forward the farthest. We've divided the chapter into two parts. In the first part, the first 8 or 10 pages or so, we go over what those principles are, and they really apply to a lot of different kinds of writing. There are more general linguistic principles about how to put a sentence together and how to locate things, and there's just a tiny bit of technicality in there. But in the second half of the chapter, we speak more specifically about how that kind of way of writing can be applied to technical documents. So let's get started on clarity. Now, the first principle that we go over about clarity in the chapter is called place the context or the familiar information on the left or the start of the sentence. So what this is really another way of saying is just that when you start to talk to your reader, talk to them with something that they already know and understand that you've already gone over perhaps earlier, and begin with that before, in the second part of the sentence, introducing the new information. We elaborate on this a little bit in this way. That at the start of the sentence, that's where the linguistically the subject of your sentence is, that's the information that they already know, right? So you put the main ideas at the start of the sentence, and then you hit the verb, and the verb then tells them what you're going to do with those ideas. So if you do this consistently, what's going to happen is that readers are going to be reading the first part of the sentences, confirming for themselves what you're talking about, that is to say, the subject, before moving on to the second part of the sentence, which is what you're saying about the subject. And they find that pattern really easy to follow, and therefore it's quick for them to process. And it's also more accurate for them to process. So it's quick and it's accurate. And you get that from structuring your sentences in this kind of way. So having said that, then, the next thing you want to do is you want to make sure after the start of the sentence, where you've said what the subject is, you want to put that verb, the next thing that they see. You do not want them to be hunting for the verb or trying to find it. You want to tell them what you're going to talk about, tell them the verb, and then give them that what's called the new information, or which we talk about in the next section, the important ideas. So what is the thing that you are saying about that subject? That's the thing that they're looking for. So having done this, you've got your subject, your verb, and then the new information. And what you want to make sure is that you do not write super long sentences here where you go on and you present 3 or 4 different pieces of new information in the one sentence. You want to try to limit it to the one new piece of information. And for a whole bunch of different reasons here. One of them is just that it makes it easier and quicker for people to process that. And they're also very certain that that sentence is about one thing. And then they get it and they move on to the next one. And then they move on to the next one. And so what's going on here is that you'll see that they're moving through your text, through your paragraphs, much more quickly and reliably. And another thing that you've always got to keep in mind with technical prose particularly, people are often going to read this, come back to this text more than once. They're going to read it more than once. So when they go back and they're reading it the second or third or fourth time, they're scanning it often. They're looking for a particular thing. And if your prose is predictable in this way, it's easier for them to find that thing that they're looking for. So if you can structure it this way, and I'm not saying, rigorously and every last sentence has to be done this way, but as a sort of a tendency and as a put a bias in the direction of writing your sentences this way, you will find that the net effect overall in any extended piece is going to be that people can understand what you're saying quickly and accurately. So the next piece of advice we want to build on from this is recognizing that the verbs are really, really important to what it is you're trying to get people to understand. Let's take in a second or so here and just pay a little more attention to exactly what verbs you're choosing. So in the one example that we give on page 75, we talk about, here's the example, This trial will involve the process. The next set of verbs is are made, would need to look, could be done, has been shown. So those are the kinds of verbs that if you're not sort of paying attention to your verbs, you may use or habitually go back to that kind of verb. In the revision of that paragraph, what we've used is this. So this trial examines the process of constructing validity. The process ultimately aims to contribute knowledge to help instructors interpret grades. So you've got help, interpret, examines, measures, constitutes. So you want to really go through your own prose and try to underline the different verbs that you're using. And then look at those verbs and say, is there a way I could use a better verb, a more descriptive, of a verb that gives a clear direction of what the action that's being taken? And if you can do that, and if you can pay attention to those verbs, that's another quick and easy way, really, to accelerate, to improve the quality of your writing. The next principle after clarity that we talk about in the chapter is cohesion. And this really refers to how well you link from one sentence to the next one. So how can a reader move from one sentence and understand the next sentence? And so one key way to do that, there's two. One is to link sentences from start to start. So as we were saying there, the subject of the sentence repeats, perhaps. Every time they hit the front of a sentence, it's there you're referring back to the topic or the subject from the previous one. And so they're understanding, oh, this is about the same thing. And then the one after that also starts with that topic. You're still talking about the same thing. The net effect is that in a paragraph, people are absolutely clear about what it is you're talking about. So that's linking from the start of a sentence to the start of the next sentence to the start of the next sentence. Technique number two is to link sentences from end to start. So as you've written a sentence and you get to the end of it, which is the stress point, the important point, and there you've said something, you, at the start of the very next sentence, the next few words, you pick up that subject or that topic that you just introduced and repeat it. So the end of one sentence shows up at the start of the next one. I mean, you may often do this just with a pronoun, which refers back to the last noun that was talked about, right? And so then you, by picking that up, people are going, okay, so here's this new thing, and what are you going to tell me about that? So about this new thing, here's something else about it. And as you go through like that, as you go through a paragraph in that way, linking from the end of one sentence to the start of the next one, people can follow what you're saying. If it's a chain of logic, they can follow that chain of logic. If it's a series of steps, they can follow that series of steps. So in that way, you're really getting somewhere. So in addition to clarity and then cohesion, the third concept around technical writing and using language correctly is concision. So how do you write concisely using those techniques? At this point in the chapter, we introduce a few principles from plain language and give 10 tips for how to make your writing easier to read, both at the word level and at the sentence level. In the last part of the chapter, we talk about defining, describing, and explaining. And we look at three different kinds of things. So first of all, we look at very different kinds of ways you can define technical concepts or terms. Another skill that's really important in technical writing is how to describe something in as much detail, emphasizing the specific parts of the item that you're describing or the process that you're describing. When you're describing something, you can approach it from a history or perhaps more from a background, give you some background about the thing. You can describe the different parts or aspects of it. Another way to approach the definition, or sorry, the description will be to look at cause and effect. How does it work that way? And then often a really useful thing is to provide an analogy or a comparison about the thing you're describing with something else that is known to the reader. And in that way, you're helping them bridge from the unknown, the thing you're talking about, you bridge to it from something that they already know. Thanks for listening. This has been the episode talking about Chapter 4, writing technical prose of our latest book called A Concise Guide to Technical Communication. For more information or links to other podcasts, go to weekendwrite.ca or to the publisher's website. That's broadview.com.